Simon Chav Zayin Sif Yud. We learned before that the bias of the Sharosh cannot be even a drop of it lower down than one's hairline. It could be a little bit higher up, but not below that. As far as the knot, it has to be in the back of his head, not on his neck. So that is higher up. If any part of the knot in the back is below the hairline in the back of his neck, then he's not Yotze. That is already considered on the neck and not the back of his head. So, Shechavin Tzitzo Shetei Be'emsa Tishet Be'in Einayim. And one has to make sure that the tefillin are exactly in between his eyes, in the center of his head, forehead, between the two eyes. And also the back has to be made in a fashion that the knot will be also in the center of the Yata Lekan or Lekan. It shouldn't tilt to the two sides. So, the part of the knot that looks like a dalet should be on the outside. And one continues within the kesher shel yad. You should also make sure that the knot does not go backwards. Yeah. So as far as the back of the knot in the back, it should be higher up. Shabru says, "Achatchila," it should start on the bump in the back of your head and go below that. So we said before, even if it's a little bit below the bump, it's all right, as long as it's above, fully above the hairline.